open up the public hearing. This is about transferring money between the Border Works and the Office of the City Engineer. If there's anybody here that would like to speak for or against this, they should come forward at this time. Is it stormy?
No, wind. Just a little windy out there.
This doesn't mean you can't stay, John.
Yeah, that's your salary.
Yeah, the engineer salary was put in the Border Works, and now it's coming back out, prorated out for the year.
Who's coming?
Telephone, is that a cell phone?
Oh, mine, I turned mine off.
This is a public hearing authorizing the transfer of funds from departments from the Border Works to the City Engineer Department. If there's anyone here that would like to speak for or against this, they should come forward at this time. What?
What's this one?
Transfer of money from one department to another. And look, there's Mr. Tim. No, oh, in this meeting room back here. We'll close the public hearing at this time.
We ready? Call to order council meeting for May 28th. If everyone would rise for the pledge.
I, United States of America, Republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. Dear Lord, bless us. That is my.
We have a roll call.
Mr. Mayor.
Here.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Vice President Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Brown is out of town.
Mr. Chatton.
Here.
City Attorney.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
President Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Everyone's had a chance to read the minutes from the May 13th meeting. We need a motion to
Mayor, if I could, on old business C, ordinance 5-2013, additional edit. That was actually Mr. Clark that voted no, not Mr. Brink. I want to make sure he gets his credit for his no vote.
Yeah, play it straight.
Any other corrections?
We'll start with a B.
Don't blame me. Anybody want to make a motion?
I thought Brown didn't do it.
He's in there as the first. On the second reading, Mr. Brown and Mr. Clark both voted no, and then it has the third reading, Mr. Brink voting no, but it was you who voted no the third reading.
Just making sure you get credit for that.
we'll make sure you get your credit.
That's all right. Give me credit.
That's right. If there are no other corrections to be made, I would call for the question.
I think we need a motion.
I'll motion it then.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brink, second by Councilman Sebring.
And now I will call for the question.
Will I be hearing from Ms. Longest and Neff?
No.
No.
Yes.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
I was not here, so.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Being none, we'll move on to committee reports.
I'd like to mention on the remonstrance, we lost a businessman here in the past day or two, Mr. Dick Snyder, and he was pretty well known here in the county, and I'd like to throw that in.
Move on to committee reports. Public safety, Councilman Chatten.
No report.
Environmental management, Councilman Clark.
We did have our meeting already this month, and just a regular meeting as was, so our next meeting, I always call on my guy with the calendar of a coming event, but I don't see him here tonight. But anyway, our next meeting will be in June.
24th, maybe?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a report for Councilman Brown?
Yeah.
Planning and zoning community development, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Tourism promotion of the city, Councilman Rose.
Just like to thank all the department heads for helping in every way that they could to help the rendezvous this past weekend.
Legislative review, Councilman Sebring.
Yes, Mayor. There has been a lot of talk lately about people wanting to keep chickens within the city limits here. And I've looked up the ordinance, and we have an ordinance about keeping of large/farm animals, and poultry of any kind falls under large/farm. And no person shall keep or permit to be kept on premises any large/farm animals for any purpose not to apply to zoological parks, circuses, exhibits, or research labs. So, bottom line, no chickens.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, city services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
I would like to give a report on trash real quick under that. Trash. Bryce has got back, did some refiguring on what it cost the city per household to pick up trash. I think he took out the tote price, office supplies. There's a lot of things he took out of this, and it still came to $1,582. You guys asked for quotes from private haulers. I got quotes from two private haulers. One was at Advanced Disposal at $1,105, and then Republic was at $920. So I'm just passing that on for your information. I think Bryce has probably emailed you guys this figures he came up with.
No,
okay, he's on
yet.
Vacation. Maybe he hadn't done it before vacation, so he'll be getting us.
And then will we get copies of the other?
I can let you look at him. No.
So then what's our next?
This was information you wanted to help you make your decision.
Yes.
On which way you were going to move forward from it. And basically I just did this for to give you the information. Public. Okay. Okay, report from city officers. Seeing none, we'll move to old business. Ordinance 4-2013, amending Schedule 2, Chapter 75, parking schedule. No parking southeast side of South Fifth Street from Main Street to Alley. Pass first reading May 13, 2013.
We've had the first reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 4-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Captain Seabrook.
Ordinance 4-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Independence, Chapter 75, parking schedule. To include no parking on the southeast side of South Fifth Street from Main Street to the 90-day process through the Board of Works.
Okay, any discussion? I know you all received information from the city engineer.
Does John, do you want to talk any more about this?
Did everybody get a chance to read the report that I, or the mm-hmm. summary that I sent out? Yes.
Yes.
Basically, I have. There's kind of three tiers that you can take away from this. The first would be the best option, which would be leave it the way it is, and then when the pavement markings fade, to restripe it with the centerline 2 foot over, so that you have. Let's see here. 8 foot parking lanes and one 8 foot parking lane and 2 10 foot travel lanes. The next best option would be to put parking back on the southeast side of the road, on the south side of the road, but keep it 30 feet back from the parking or from the stop bar. And then the least desirable would be to put it back exactly the way it was with parking up to the stop bar. And these are all based off of NDOT standards for minimum lane widths, for minimum parking widths, and the different types of conditions that you're designing for as far as built up or new construction and things of that nature.
John, did you give your name and your title when you came up?
John Sprague, city engineer.
Thank you.
I think one of the functions of government is to help small businesses as much as we possibly can. And parking in the downtown area is so very limited the way it is now. If we take more parking away from businesses, do we then take that possibility of merchants away from the downtown merchant person? And I did speak to a couple of the merchants downtown, and they weren't for this. And I have to agree with them that taking spaces away, parking spaces away from them, may end up taking businesses away from them. So I am in favor of going back to the way it was, and just leave it the way it was.
John, is it your recommendation that we do that and then change it when the striping needs to be done, or is it your recommendation that we pass what we have and then make that change when the striping needs to be done?
I'm not necessarily making a formal recommendation. What I'm pointing out are standards that are set in place by NDOT, and the best, most desirable setup based on NDOT standards is what I recommended, the one parking lane and the two travel lanes that meet minimum criteria. if we go to what was there before, we have substandard travel lanes that are lower than the lowest minimum that NDOT sets forth. Do I think it's a, you know, part of my office is public safety. Do I think that what was there before is a safety concern, not necessarily for people, but for personal property, you know, mirrors and things of that nature? Do I think somebody's going to get hurt? Not necessarily, but do I think it opens up for the possibility of vehicles being damaged? Yes, that's why we have the minimum standards in NDOT, is to protect things of that nature.
John, do you think that this street, though, is any different than some of our other streets in the downtown area?
I think there are plenty of streets in Vincennes that don't meet standards. I think it would be very costly to go through and make everything up to those standards, and that's why I have the tiers of recommendations, or the tiers of what's acceptable by NDOT. For example, the 30-foot offset back from the intersection, it's a condition that sets forth that says, hey, not everybody can do everything perfectly, so here's a concession. Set it back, keep it 30 feet back from the intersection to allow more room for the turning movement to take place. And then, you know, you go back to what was there before. Like I said, it's not going to be a public safety issue. It's just going to be a personal property thing. And it just depends on. When you have so many areas that are substandard, you kind of take it on a case-by-case basis and say, okay, well, let's look at this area. Okay, we've looked at this area. This is what I think needs to happen, or this is what's kind of set forth. And if another area pops up, hey, this is kind of an area of concern, then you look at it.
Well, I know that the mayor did meet me down there also, and we talked to a couple of the merchants, and they really didn't want to see this happen either. But while we were there, the mayor did say that he would support taking two of the parking places and, you know, and just leave the room for them to move there,
mm-hmm.
and then open it up for more parking there.
Right. Two spaces would be approximately 40 feet. The minimum, or this other stipulation that NDOT puts forth is 30 feet back from the intersection. I would recommend actually going back from the stop bar. So 30 feet, 40 feet is about, just about in accordance. 40 or two spaces would be a little more conservative than the 30-foot minimum.
And would that give us three parking spaces there then, or four?
I don't know how many spaces were there before.
Maybe three or four.
And I still contend.
And I also need to say that this came about because a couple merchants got a hold of the city inspector's office about the cars hitting mirrors, and I'm going to see if it could be changed to correct that problem. Is why this all came about.
I still support Ordinance 4, 2013 as written. However, I would be willing to make the concession for the 30-foot setback from the stop bar in order to try to satisfy both of our responsibilities of fostering small business growth and helping with public life and property safety, which I think was discussed at the last meeting as well. So.
I'm a no. No, I think anytime you take any parking away from anyone downtown, as limited a space as we have, you're hurting the downtown merchants. And I can't agree with that. two spots, three spots, six spots, but, you know, where do you stop? And we don't have this parking downtown now. It's one of their biggest complaints, parking.
Okay, so I guess we'll... I guess that we'll vote on it exactly how it's written. No parking on the southeast side of Fifth Street from Main Street to the alley. That's what the ordinance says, so that's what we'll be voting on.
So when we shoot it, okay.
Right? Everybody understand that?
Or you make your amendments to the existing since you're in second reading.
If you want to do that.
Can they amend this? Or does it have to go back to Board of Works?
It'd be a lot easier if they went to amend it. If they don't pass this, if you go back to what was before, and you have to start over with the Board of Works. But since this has been approved and tried for the Board of Works, I don't see any problem with the legislative body deciding the one to tweak. That's the desire of the council.
Does anybody want to make a motion to amend it?
I make a motion that on-street parking be restricted on the southeast side of Fifth Street within 30 feet of the intersecting roadway to the alley.
If he's using the language there in the last paragraph, then keeps the council standard that amendments be in writing, so we have a written copy.
No parking on the southeast side of South District or Main Street for a distance of 30 feet from the stop mark.
It's in this
yes.
last paragraph.
You have this?
Well, I'll give you mine.
What copy?
It's the last paragraph.
Okay, we've got a motion to amend. We have a second.
Second.
Second, Councilman Chapman. Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Chapman to amend ordinance 4-2013 to be changed to no parking within 30 feet of the stop car on Southeast Fifth Street. Any discussion?
All for the question.
Hold it a minute. You know, how many times have we changed this? How many times has it been changed?
This is the first. Yeah.
Well, the one here on South 50, South Fifth Street, the thing of it is, you realize how narrow that is if you park on both sides?
That's why the request was made to the Board of Works, Pat, was that it was too narrow and vehicles were hitting mirrors. And
well, on top of that, you stop to figure if there's a funeral, then you're really you're in trouble, especially on Fifth Street.
Well, I think the rule is that they can use it for a funeral.
Right.
A downtown merchant, though. No is a no.
I think in the ordinance it allowed for using that for a funeral. In the event of a funeral.
Well, the picture here, is that as is now? This is as is now?
Yes.
I would leave it as is.
Call for the question.
Bob, sorry.
All right, this is the vote on the amendment.
Right, this is the vote on the amendment.
Mr. Brink?
No.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
No.
Mrs. Rose?
No.
Mr. Salters?
Nope.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
The amendment fails by a vote of 2-4. So now we'll go on with the original second.
Right, now we're going to, okay. Now we're going to vote on it as it was originally written. Everybody understand? Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
No.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
No.
Mrs. Rose?
No.
Mr. Salters?
Nope.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And the second reading of 4-2013 fails by a vote of 2-4. So where does... As soon as he gets back from vacation. Okay. Moving on to new business. Resolution 9-2013 authorizing transfer of funds between departments from Board of Works to City Engineer.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 9-2013. And let the record show that we did have a public hearing at 5:55, and nobody spoke for or against this.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink to read 9-2013.
Mr. Brink?
He has to read it first.
Resolution 9-2013, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Bend Fins authorizing transfer of funds between departments from Board of Works and Safety Budget Committee Formal Parts One Section, transferring a total of $52,769.20.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Resolution 9-2013 passes by a 6-0 vote. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $435,739.24.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to pay the claims.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes 6-0 to pay the claims. Moving on to miscellaneous. Linda Frederick, Housing Authority. Payment in lieu of taxes.
I'm Linda Frederick. I'm the Executive Director at the Vincennes Housing Authority. Before I announce how much money we're going to give you and give the mayor the check, I'd like to thank the city departments that worked very well with us. Bryce at the street department, Steve at the Park and Rec, our fire department, Gordon Becker and all his guys, and our police department, Dusty and all his staff. The Housing Authority is very proud, and we're actually happy that we were able to give you this check tonight. With the budget cuts that we've had and everything, we still have been able to give you a check for $30,000. That is just under a little over 3,000 difference from what we gave you last year. And that brings our grand total since 1976 to $855,748.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I want to applaud Linda. I still love you.
Thank you. We do appreciate all that the city does working with us. And as I have said before, we're part of the community and we'll pay whatever we can afford to pay. We're going to lose about $60,000 in subsidy this year. So the $21,000 that we took out of that for the sewer stormwater costs, and then we just rounded it out and made it an even $30,000.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate it. Okay, I have nothing else under miscellaneous. Does somebody want to make a motion?
Actually, Mayor, I do want to talk a little bit about Hart Street, if we could. Was Veteran planning on coming back and taking care of?
And the city engineer is handling all of that.
Good. There's also a corner at 24th and Jerry where they ripped up the sidewalk, and they told the homeowner they'd be back in within a couple of weeks. It's been a couple of months.
Yeah, that was Veteran that did it?
Yep.
Got that, John?
Could you repeat that?
24th and Jerry.
What was the first one that said?
All of Hart Street.
Hart Street. Where they're doing still doing their patching now.
And 3rd Street and 4th Street and 5th Street and...
If there's steel plates over the road, that means they're not done. And if it's dropped down about an inch below the existing pavement, then it's not done.
Good.
Once it's up to the same surface, that's typically when it's done, as long as it's a hot mix. But I'll look into those areas. I've been working with Vecton for about 2.5 weeks, working on patching details and what's done and what's not done.
Great.
Up to par.
Thank you.
In previous meetings with Veteran, they assured us that if we had complaints, they would take care of them. So,
right.
And that's why every time I get something, I turn it over to John. He'll get with Veteran and handle it.
Thank you.
I'll make
motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
We'll pass that.